Joe, welcome to In the Hot Seat with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, do you want to just give us a quick rundown of your business and your entrepreneurial journey so far?
Yeah, so I've been doing graphic design now for 12 years, but my career has kind of taken me along a few different paths than, say, what the normal thing would be, where you just go into a job and you stay there.
Yeah.
So I started with working at a small studio for about 3 years, and then I moved to contracting. So I did that for a 3 year period as well, which was in a sense already working for myself.
Yeah.
Because I had to seek out work and get people in the industry to know who I was so I could mm-hmm. work with them. And I was like doing my own invoicing and all that sort of thing. Just working for graphic design agencies and studios, so not really doing any of my own client work at that point.
Yeah, so they would give you the work to do.
Yeah, so yeah. And I'd go and work in-house at their studios
yeah.
and work for their clients,
mm-hmm.
But there was really no communication with the client. It was just all the designers and the
yeah.
accounts people. So I did that for 3 years and then got offered a full-time position at Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 2 years as a creative director, but then unfortunately got made redundant. And at that point I was thinking, oh well, I'll just look for another full-time job. But if I'm honest, I was already looking at leaving,
yeah.
so it was kind of like the universe
yeah,
worked in
sending you what you wanted.
Mysterious ways and kind of pushed me, because
yeah.
I wasn't really chasing it hard, because you know you get comfortable
yeah.
in positions, so
yeah, the monthly paycheck and all that.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly. So after that I went back to contracting for another graphic design studio and picked up some work, and I was working at two places at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But still I had this mindset like I really need to look for a full-time job. Maybe one of these contracting jobs will turn into a full-time job. So I think like in my mind, I had this idea of where I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started to take on some more of my own client work, and then that started to build. And then what ended up happening was I was doing contract work like 9 to 5 during the day, and then I'd be coming home and doing my own client work like into the night and on weekends.
Yeah.
Which isn't really sustainable.
Yeah, no.
So I was working like really full on. And then I started to realize like what I actually enjoyed was the client work more.
Okay.
And I'd be sitting at my desk at my contract job just, because like sometimes with contract work you're there and you're waiting for a project to come in. And you're kind of like twiddling your thumbs
yeah,
until
that's
the client gets back.
When you know there's hard work at home for you to be doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was just basically sitting there and I'm like, I'd rather be doing that other work
mm-hmm.
right now. And also I was kind of getting a little bit like disillusioned by the way that they did things agency side, and I started getting really excited about collaboration.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I had these ideas of how branding should be
mm-hmm.
and how client interaction should be, and so that was kind of annoying me that I didn't actually get any of that in contracting. But
yeah.
with my own clients it was so much more fulfilling because I got to work directly with them
mm.
and I could really nurture their business journey with like the graphic design and the branding side of things.
Yeah.
So I think it was a gradual progression where my state of mind changed
mm-hmm.
and the more and more I thought about it, like I reached a point where I was like, oh, okay, I can't do this 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. I'll
yeah.
have to cut it back. So I cut it back to 4 days a week.
Okay,
and I cut it
good.
Back to 3 days a week. And then eventually I was like, well, if I don't just take the plunge and stop contracting, I'm never going to actually get more of my own clients on.
Yeah.
Like I was like at a crossroads.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, do I totally stop doing contracting and stop that regular paycheck coming through
mm.
and just dive into my own contracting, I mean, like my own client work, or do I just, like, it was one or the other.
Yeah.
But I knew I didn't really want to work at agencies anymore, so
mm.
I took the leap and been working for my own clients now for 2 years. So
awesome.
Yeah, so I can't believe it's gone so quickly.
Already. Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Like, weirdly enough, though, like, the days seem to go quicker when you're working on your own stuff.
Yeah, I definitely get that because, as you know, I've just left my day job and I could sit at my desk and work for, like, 18 hours and then you look at your watch and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not that I do work for 18 hours in a row. But, yeah, I totally know what you mean because if you're doing stuff that you love and you feel really involved with the project and the client, then, like, you know, your heart's in it. So
yeah, and you're not, like, looking at your watch and going, oh, God, when's the lunch break? Instead it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's already 5:30.
Yeah.
I forgot to have lunch.
Yeah. All right, so can you tell us about a setback or a challenge that you've had to overcome in your business?
Okay, so that's kind of related to question one.
Yep.
So the biggest challenge for me was actually breaking away from that 9-to-5, except there was a little spanner that got thrown into the works when I decided, oh, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to move into my client work and leave contracting behind. But the design agency that I was contracting for offered me a job, so which is what I thought I wanted like a year prior. So they offered me this job, and I was like, oh well, you know, they're never going to come to the table with my salary expectations, so it's not going to be a big problem. But they did. They offered me a really nice salary. They were really flexible because they knew that I had my own clients, and they were like, well, you can come work for us 4 days a week and do your own client thing on Fridays, and, you know, if we're quiet, you can work on your own stuff. And so it just seemed like too good to be true.
Yeah, it was, you were being tested whether you really wanted to be on a full-time journey.
Exactly. Yeah. So logically speaking, that would have been the right direction to go. Mm-hmm. Like weekly paycheck, security.
Yeah. Flexibility.
Yeah. So, but then it was putting me back in the same position where I'd be working for other people and their clients rather than doing what I really wanted. So that in itself posed a challenge, like, do I take the safe road or do I take the hard road, but the hard road knowing that it's actually going to be more fulfilling in the end, and face that fear. Because I mean, working for yourself, as many people would know, like, there is no salary. Like, it just kind of goes in and out with getting paid by clients. And it was just really scary. And I thought I'd made up my mind, but then I was really confused. That was probably the biggest challenge for me, like, getting over the fear of, failure.
Yeah.
And, like, on the one hand, I had like this certain job where everything seemed really rosy and could work out, but in my heart, I knew the other direction was the way that I should go.
Mm.
So I conquered that fear and that holding on to security and just went for it.
Yeah.
And it was scary as hell.
Yeah. But, and it probably still is scary, like, even you probably have days or months that it's scary and you're like,
am I gonna earn
what I need to, but you're still, like you said, you're feeling more fulfilled because it's work that you actually want to be doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you're not looking at the clock going,
feeling like you're wasting your time.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So can you tell us about a really successful marketing campaign that you've done, or how you're getting your clients?
So I've run different marketing campaigns, like through social media and stuff. I do like a Facebook ad campaign at the beginning of every year because that's a bit of a quiet period for my industry. But I would say the biggest way that I actually gain clients is probably through networking and meeting people face to face.
Yeah.
But it's not just getting work, it's also the fact that you're meeting other people who are in a similar situation as you.
Building those connections.
Yeah. And they get to know your business, and then they in turn recommend you to other people.
Yes. Actually, I've recommended you to a few people that have asked.
Thank you. But that happens because you kind of getting out there and meeting people, and then people get to know what you're about, and they hear about your journey and your business firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I think you establish some really good connections that way, through other businesses. And even there are other graphic designers that I've met along the way where we also help each other out with work, or maybe pass on projects if one of us is busy.
And
there's been so many situations where I've actually made friends as well as clients.
Yeah.
So for me, I think that's the most fulfilling, just really getting out there and getting people to know who you are and what you do.
Yeah, of course I'm a huge advocate of networking because I run a networking business. But yeah, I think, if you can meet a person one time and feel more of a connection than you do of seeing someone's ad on Facebook 10 times, I think just a 5-minute conversation with someone can get you so far.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's finding what value you can add to those people as well as, it's not just what you can get from
those
people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, establishing meaningful connections
with
people, whether or not they become clients, you're still getting some sort of benefit from it.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So, some of our listeners are just getting started in business, so if you had to start all over again, what would be the 3 things you would do to get set up?
Well, as a lot of businesses I'm sure do, a lot of people start with, I'll just see how this goes and take it one day at a time, or I'll just, wing it, which is totally what I did when I started. But my number one would be setting up proper admin systems and accounting, because my first year I was just I'll just worry about that at the end of the tax year.
Yeah.
And it took me days to get all my stuff sorted.
Really?
I got a tax bill which I didn't expect, which was what profit?
So
that was scary. Being a designer, numbers and that kind of stuff is just not my bag at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a creative person.
Yeah.
I don't do numbers. But I am also, once I get structure in place and I can follow something quite easily, then it makes my life so much easier.
Yeah.
So I think I do have a really good system, but if I'd started out that way, I would have been able to budget. And it would have taken me such a less amount of time.
Yeah.
Just putting in a half an hour, an hour every month, just sorting out that stuff.
Yeah.
Rather than the stress of it at the end. So definitely accounting and admin, talk to a bookkeeper, see what the best structure is, whether you should be charging GST or, so that you can actually, it can work for you in the end rather than...
you don't get a scary tax bill.
Yeah, so that's one. Two would be a business plan.
Yeah.
So again, my whole thing was, we'll see how things go. Which I can understand why a lot of people would do, because they're uncertain about where things are heading and they don't want to set themselves goals that are unattainable, because it's really scary, I'm going to earn this much, or I'm going to be doing this. But I actually feel like if you do plan at the start and you set yourself some goals, there's the potential to get there even quicker.
Yeah,
and
actually know what you're shooting for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I think it can only help you grow your business, because then you're actually working towards something as opposed to just something that's not necessarily concrete and just hoping hoping that things work out. Having a business plan, it actually puts goals in place. And
yeah, and it can be fluid as well. You can always be changing and updating it.
Yeah.
That's why I like the one-page business plans. It's good to have the big, full-blown one, but the one-page one's just a snapshot and you know where you're heading, and that's something that can easily be updated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like my business planning... I don't like to say, we'll have it full structured so that you can't deviate from things, because sometimes things change.
Yeah.
But at least having some sort of vision of where you want yourself to be, I think it's definitely something to work towards.
For sure.
And third one is marketing, because, I am in that kind of industry.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if you're not going to set yourself some marketing parameters as well, and how you can promote your business
and the return on investment that those marketing channels will bring.
Yeah, then like you can't expect the business to come if you're not going to market your product or your service. You kind of need to figure out a bit of a marketing structure, whether it'll be Facebook or Instagram. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of work at that from the start.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a business and you're struggling but nobody knows about it, then that would, you know, obviously affect things. So, so yeah, those are my three: bookkeeping, accounting systems, a bit of a business plan, flexible, and then a marketing strategy going forward.
Cool, good ones.
Yeah.
Good. So, can you tell us about your business model and how you're making money today?
So, when I first started doing stuff for my own clients, I was in the mindset of, I have to say yes to everything because I don't know what's going to be around the corner. Mm-hmm. Next month might be quiet. And then I quickly realised that I was digging myself a huge hole, because if I said yes to everything, I'd be working 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, again, like, I didn't really know how to structure things with my business because it was all very new to me on how to, like, get my own clients and how I was going to work on different projects at the same time. Because working in contract, you just get given projects and you do it 9 to 5, you do your deadlines, and then that's it. It's the end of your day. But when you work for yourself and your own clients, like, it's 24 hours.
Never switch off.
Yeah, exactly. So now I have a lot of a tighter business structure. I know how many projects I need to take a month and how much workload I can handle.
Mm.
So I have that sorted out. And also it gives me a progression to how much I can be making on a monthly basis as well. So like my salary expectations from how many projects I can book in at a time. So in that regard, like, I've become a lot more structured with how many clients I take on.
Mm-hmm.
So then I can actually forward plan as well.
Yeah,
so,
and you can set up a wait list, say, so you don't have capacity until, say, January, you can let people know that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now I've got all my, like, accounting system sorted and all that sort of admin stuff sorted, and it was just like a matter of getting all those kind of structures in place for scheduling clients and everything like that. So yeah, that's how my model has progressed, and it's actually helped me as well, because having that structure and knowing how many jobs I can do a month means that I can actually forecast, like, how much I'm going to get paid, and then it also works in terms of my goal posts as well, and the growth of my business.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right, cool. Let's jump into the power round, shall we?
Okay.
So I'm just going to shoot four quick questions at you, and you just answer with what comes to your mind, so it's just a quick round.
Yeah.
So your best tip for growing Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook, I like social networking in Facebook. So I'm into a lot of different groups where it's more about, like, information and sharing stuff. So I'm not really much into, like, those groups where you post an ad and, in a million groups, and, like, to me,
ad in all the groups.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I think, like, adding value
to
conversations, like people asking questions about things, and if I know information that can help, I'll chime in and help if I can. But then again, it's kind of like that networking thing where people get to know you, but it's online.
Yeah.
So for me, like, Facebook, that's how I've also met, like, a lot of different people that I wouldn't know by networking within groups.
Yeah.
And Instagram, I think the key to Instagram is consistency, and that's, like, with posting, like, daily at least, and then also being brand consistent.
Yeah.
So that your posts, when somebody sees it, they're going to go, oh, yeah, that I recognize that. That looks like that business.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping it all consistent in that way. So I'm good with my own brand consistency on my Instagram. Daily posting, not so much.
I'm
I mean, I've definitely seen the results, like, when you post on a regular basis and use your hashtags and all that.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference.
Mm. Yeah. All right, and so how do you deal with self-doubt?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's one that I think it will never go away.
I don't think it will. And if it went away, then I feel like it would be a bit of a douchebag, yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, well, I'm perfect. Like, yeah. It's all going to work out. Yeah. I never doubt anything.
It's healthy to have a little bit.
It is. Yeah. I think it pushes you at least to, because you know that nothing ever is perfect. So yeah. It kind of keeps you in check.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like when doubt strikes, it could be something small that's gone wrong, and then it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Yeah, everything's PMS, gone wrong. You know.
Yeah.
But I just think that the best way to handle it is just to have time out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done that where I'm sitting in front of my computer and I'm having one of those self-doubt days, and I just don't get anything done.
You don't. You mindset. Just sit there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's like, maybe just go for a walk, mm-hmm. or like just take some time out for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and just get set, like centered, zen. But just sort of relax and like let go.
Yeah.
So that's probably the best way that I've found to deal with it is just, you know, it comes in waves. Tomorrow mm-hmm. will be another day.
Yeah.
Just kind of know that everything will be fine and like. Have a bit of a relax and time for yourself and let yeah. go of the feelings if you can. So,
Okay, and who are your business idols or mentors?
So, my business idols and mentors are the ladies that are in my own backyard. Like, I think looking at people that are essentially my peers really lifts me up. Like, there's so many women that are both business partners and friends that I've met since I've been doing this business journey.
Yeah.
And just seeing how they handle situations and their growth really inspires me.
Yeah.
And
makes you realise it was possible for you as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And because they're within a realm that I kind of understand, I can see that they're kicking goals for their businesses, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel like it's completely attainable for myself. Yeah. And they're doing so well with what they, you know, their challenges are. And so for me, I find that they are my mentors and
yeah.
my idols, because I see the women around me doing all these big things and pushing towards their goals, and yeah. it really inspires me. So like people like Renee from Dream Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
Lana Hill,
yeah.
I love her. Nikki from the Perth Collective.
Yeah.
Brooke from Villa.
Yeah.
So it's like all those ladies that are like really out there doing these amazing yeah. things, and I'm like, I'm happy and proud enough to call them friends as
yeah.
well. So yeah.
All right. And so we'll just finish off with the best place that people can find out more about you.
So you probably find me on Facebook, in different groups. But website, I actually need to update that. That's my Christmas plan. So Facebook and Instagram is where I probably have more of my
yeah.
like current work.
Yeah.
But my website also has all the stuff about like my portfolio and the projects that I've worked on. But I am also going to be launching some Squarespace workshops soon.
Cool.
So look out for that when I eventually get that going. But because I do all my websites with Squarespace.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to be doing some training to teach people how to do it themselves if they don't have like the budget.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do have a website and they just want to learn the program a bit clearer.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So Joanne Tapodi Creative.
Joanne Tapodi Creative,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's like across everything. Because you know there's only one Joanne Tapodi on the planet.
Really? On the
me.
Planet?
Yeah.
Wow. I think there's even other Ashley Piottos. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Yeah. They had me on Facebook all the time. That's weird.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think right. That's one of the reasons why I kept that for my business name, because I
yeah.
connect with my name as well.
No one can ever steal it.
Yeah, exactly. Trademarked.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jo, for sharing your story and all your advice. Today. Thanks, Ash. Thanks for having me.